Instant Messages, On and Off the Court, by Calista Glenn. Play Some Defense, Make Your Free Throws, Run Harder. The smell of sweat and the sound of whistles filled the high school gym. Basketball tryouts came around quickly that November. I wanted to quit the team. The previous year, our team had gone to California State playoffs, but this season would be much different. I reluctantly ended up as the only senior on the varsity team and was asked to serve as team captain. It was okay at first, but after a while, losing got really old really fast. I started having a major attitude, and it was reflected in the way I performed. It wasn't just about basketball, though. I was struggling off the court as well. I hated the idea of having to stick to rules and schedules. Each day started with a dreaded 5 a.m. alarm clock, dark mornings in our broken-down Volvo, and early morning seminary. Then it was off to school with tons of hard classes and annoying people. Playing ball was not my first priority, when so many other things seemed to be weighing me down. After a few months, I was trying to decide if I should just quit the basketball team. I talked to my dad about it. "Your attitude can change everything if you let it," he said. I didn't know what he meant at first. I wasn't the one making us lose. Then I heard a talk in young women class that really hit home. It was about having a positive attitude and how it only affects your situation, but also others around you. From that point on, I decided to change the way I was looking at things both in and out of basketball. I started to go to Mutual again and tried to support other youth activities, and I prayed that I could be more optimistic in seminary and school. Most importantly, I realized I could learn from trials and become better through them. Instead of complaining about losing, I started working harder at practice. Soon others noticed, and it helped the whole team become more unified, because everyone saw that I was continuing to try, even though we were still not winning. Our basketball team didn't win a single game that year, but it turned out to be one of the best experiences of my life. With a change in attitude both on and off the court, I learned to be a more positive person in dealing with difficult things. I did not miraculously make our team better, but a change in my attitude really affected the younger players around me. The season was successful because of the friendships we formed and the way we were still able to have fun when most people would have given up. Note, Calista Glenn is a member of the BYU 96th Ward, Brigham Young University 10th Stake. End of note. CTR, Choose to Remember, by Doug Knapp. Recently, my study of the Book of Mormon impressed me with a great number of times prophets counsel the people to remember. There are dozens of references where prophets counsel the people to remember or bring to their remembrance the covenants they had made and God's love for them. Alma encouraged his son, "Remember, my son, and learn wisdom in thy youth." Alma chapter 37, verse 35. Helaman counseled, "Remember, remember, that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation." Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. I am convinced that the problems we face today and the reason that we make bad choices is because we forget who we are. We are children of our Heavenly Father. We accepted His plan for our happiness and eternal progression, or we would not have been given the privilege of coming to earth in the first place. The problem is that too often we forget who we really are and make bad choices. We just don't remember. While thinking about this the other day, I glanced down at my CTR ring and thought, if only we would remember to choose the right. Then it dawned on me that CTR could also stand for Choose to Remember. If we remembered our true identities and divine potential, we would make better choices. Then it hit me that CTR might also represent Christ the Redeemer. What power and strength would come when we were challenged with evil or temptation if we were reminded to choose to remember Christ the Redeemer? My CTR ring took on new meaning that day. Now when I think about what these three letters can represent, I am reminded that I am not left alone to face my challenges if I choose to remember Christ the Redeemer. Note, Doug Knapp is a member of the Coltman Third Ward, Idaho Falls, Idaho, East Stake. End of note. As We Sang by Elizabeth Giles North. It was my second week in the Missionary Training Center in Provo, Utah. The opening hymn for sacrament meeting was I Believe in Christ, hymns number 134. As we sang, the Spirit filled my whole body. Tears of joy spilled down my cheeks. I was overcome by the unity and love that came by the Spirit. The building shook as each voice was combined with a firm belief and knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ's divinity. I shall never forget that day. Note, Elizabeth Giles North is a member of the Hazard Ward, Owensville, Kentucky Stake. End of note. Looking Out for Me by Krista Hunter. About a year ago, I was going through a particularly hard time in my life. I was sitting in church and couldn't stop feeling depressed. I was near tears by the end of the meeting when the congregation started singing, Be Still, My Soul, hymns number 124. As I choked on the words, a strong feeling of peace came over me. With patience, bear thy cross of grief or pain. In every change, he faithful will remain. Thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. I often look back on that experience when I feel upset, and I always remember, my Heavenly Father is looking out for me. Note, Krista Hunter is a member of the Westchester First Ward, Westchester, New York Stake. Secret Service by Chris Reynolds. One of the things my family and I do to overcome challenges or to keep from having them is to have a family council during family home evening. My mom and dad take turns leading, and we discuss what we need to improve. For example, recently my family and I haven't been doing very much service. So my parents challenged us to write on pieces of paper, You have just been served. Now it's your turn. We left these pieces of paper after performing a secret service. These papers got passed along and made everyone happier and more willing to serve others. Note, Chris Reynolds is a member of the Springville Fourth Ward, Springville, Utah, Stake. Instant Messages is a new section that features personal experiences, favorite hymns and scriptures, and other uplifting thoughts. If you have a personal experience that has strengthened your testimony and you'd like us to consider it for Instant Messages, please send it to New Era, Instant Messages, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or email it to cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Please limit submissions to 300 words. They may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section, Instant Messages.